The Los Angeles warehouse district is a tough, bleak part of town. Street gangs and violence are common. The area's businesses are housed in nondescript buildings, many surrounded by barbed wire fences. One secure block was occupied by a leading armored car company. Friday night, September 13th, 1997. Employees of the armored car company were going about their routine, counting and sorting over $20 million. The money would be dispersed to automated teller machines across Los Angeles to meet the weekend demand for cash. There were five employees, including two security guards, working the graveyard shift. At 12:30 a.m., one guard took his break in the lunchroom as he did every night. But he wasn't alone. Five armed men subdued the guard in seconds. They dragged their hostage into an office where security monitors were kept. Then a second security guard, preparing to go home for the night, entered. Unarmed and out of uniform, he offered no resistance. Four of the assailants headed for the cash vault. The fifth held the guards at gunpoint and monitored the security cameras. The employees in the vault prep area were unaware that the building was under siege. The gunman threatened to shoot if anyone disobeyed orders or made any sudden moves. The thieves now had direct access to the vault and its $20 million.
Put your head down! Get that head down! Number three, stay on the orders.
One man appeared to be in charge, barking orders to his accomplices.
No, don't touch that. This bin over here, this one right here. Number five, everything's on schedule.
He also used a concealed radio headset to direct others somewhere outside the vault. When commanding his men, the leader didn't use names, only a numbered code. The robbers were coldly efficient, wasting no movement. In less than 10 minutes, they wheeled millions to the loading dock.
No, this one right here. Right here, right here.
In the outer office, the gunman removed the surveillance recorder bolted to a desk. Seconds later, employees heard more destruction in the back office. When the leader and another man returned, the employees no doubt feared it was to eliminate witnesses. but the assailants only stole the vault manager's pickup truck keys. Suddenly, it was quiet. Believing the gunman had fled, the guards risked freeing themselves.
Here, hold up, Charles. I'll help you out in a minute.
They called 911. LAPD officers were immediately dispatched to the scene.
Okay, hold on. We're going to go down there right now.
Detective John Licata knew the case was unusual from the beginning.
We have experienced armored car robberies where the couriers or the truck are attacked.
Licata, robbery homicide.
But this was the first time we've ever had a facility hit.